Hey everybody, welcome to another segment of Tony's show. And tonight, okay, so we're right here. And tonight we're going to be radioactive. Not going to be proactive, radioactive. Because I think we need to understand where we're evolving. And our dingbat in Ottawa, the One Sock Wonder, represents the WEF. He wants you now to get your injections caught up so we don't have a bad winter. Now, what does that imply exactly? What is having an injection, how does that coordinate to a good or bad winter? You think about that for a minute. Get caught up. Everyone needs to go out there. Get your shots. Hurry up. Get your shots. We got to get all caught up. We won't have such a bad winter. How can anybody today guarantee that? Makes you wonder. Like I said, our boy Dunder, you know, the blunder Dunder in Ottawa, head of the WEF, is making this proclamation. So I'm going to play this for you so you can see what he has to say. So you don't think I'm smoking something. Let's listen. Hold on. Let's listen for 1 second. Give me a second here. I got to find it. No. Where'd you go? No. 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 Holy jumping. I had it just a second ago here. Where did it go? Here we go. Here we go.
Get vaccinated. If we are able to hit that 80, 85, 90% of Canadians up to date in their vaccinations, we'll have a much better winter with much less need for the kinds of restrictions and rules that were so problematic for everyone over the past years. But every step of the way, government's responsibility is to keep people safe, to prevent our healthcare systems from getting overwhelmed. And that's where individuals choosing to make sure they're up to date in their vaccinations with these new vaccines is going to help us all get through it and keep life open and free the way we want it to be.
Now, let me ask you something. Did anybody ask for the government to protect us? Did anybody ask for this dingbat to come along and make some kind of, you know, platitude that if we all got the shot, 80, but got caught up, we're going to have a good winter. And that they wouldn't bring on the restrictions that you blotted. You know, I don't understand the government for some reason. And maybe I do understand them. See, I think they understand that most Canadians, about 95% of them, are too dumb to tie their shoe if it was Velcro. Now, I'm not saying that to be mean-spirited, because I'm saying that based on what just has happened in the last 2.9 years, they have seen how Canadians do not read, do not pay attention, do not research, do not go to the Pfizer documentation, to the Moderna document, the bioweapons manufacturers put out a document about these injections. And nobody read them. They just lined up for a boogeyman that didn't exist. And they proceeded to be infected by bioweaponry. Quebec's on their fifth bioweapon injections. How many people in Quebec have died that isn't recorded, that you can't see? And this is the other big problem with Canadians. Because they don't see it, they think it doesn't happen until it's too late. So the government now, using this spokesman from the WEF, is propagating another bit of propaganda, making you promises of a better winter. Everything has been going downhill. We've had a stationary identification break because there was an election that went on this year in five provinces. That's why the mandates were removed. Quebec, Ontario, Saskatchewan, Alberta, BC. That's why the mask was removed, because they were having an election. Now that this is all passé, okay, BC is now bringing on a bivalent injection. Here we go. Dingbat there is now talking about getting up to date, or else. You think this is going to go away? They're never going to stop as long as everyone keeps capitulating to the bullshit. This is the way it is. They are going to keep pushing and pushing and pushing and pushing as long as everybody sits on their ass and does sweet F.A. That's Canadian for being a lazy bastard. You're never going to be free of this. Period. Now, America is another story. They are now being assaulted with weather modification or weather warfare. Texas just got hit. I forget, there was another state that got flooded. Another one, I think California is catching all kinds of fire. Imagine that. America is not going along with it. They're smarter than we are. They know it's all bullshit. And they will fight or refuse to accept the game. A lot of Canadians have said that after their second or third jab are not taking any more. Well, I bet you any money they'll be the same ones lining up to the head of the line. Give it to me, baby. Sock it to me. Imagine that. And if you refuse, guess what? You're still going to have a food shortage. You're still going to have water shortage. You're going to have a heat shortage. Irregardless whether you take the jab or not. They want you to eat cockroaches. They want you to eat crickets. They want you to eat bugs. That ain't going to change. You can kiss their ass any way you like, but their agenda is going to keep rolling on regardless of what you're going to do. If you comply, they're going to still bring it on. Look at Windsor, Ontario. They are building an internment camp here in Windsor, Ontario, or in Essex County. They're building this camp supposedly for the security of immigrants that are coming over to Canada. Now, I have never seen any immigrant in my area or up in Toronto or London where I've lived ever having a problem. In fact, the government gives them money. Government gives them housing. Government gives them clothing. Government even takes care of their medical. All at taxpayers' expense. And yet, we're building an internment camp for their security. So then my question is, what immigrants are coming over here? UN peacekeeping troops? Military and militia from other countries, like perhaps China, maybe India, or maybe some other place. Makes you wonder. See, they use the term immigrant, and right away we go into this. People that are going to work in factories or farms or whatever. But you never think in terms of immigrants being a police force from, let's say, the WEF or the WHO to bring over here to contain Canadians that will not cooperate or maybe shoot them. After all, they want to take away our weapons since they won't, since they've now passed some sort of law or stipulation among the native people that they have to give up their guns too. Just reading that the other day. Then I hear yesterday, two natives with knives assaulted 15 or 25 people. 10 were dead, or 15 were dead, and 10 in the hospital, 15, something to that effect. And it sounds horrific. But my question came to my mind was, what would cause two natives to go on a rampage like that? To kill that many people? Were they assaulted by the RCMP? Did CSIS do something to them with radio warfare? Or are they under MK Ultra program? You know, I heard some activists get all bent out of shape and how atrocious this was. Yeah, it is atrocious. You know, and I empathize with the victims, but two people don't just go crazy killing or assaulting 25 people with knives. So what's the government agenda going to be now? You know this is a setup. You know this has all been done on purpose. What would have provoked this? That's the question. Or what would have activated this? That's another question. These questions need to be asked. How many people you know just would go off the nut, just kill 25 people or assault 25 people with knives? Why wouldn't they use a baseball bat? Wouldn't be far more effective. Or how about bow and arrow, since they don't have guns, or maybe getting a gun illegally? Why would they use knives? Kind of makes you wonder how much of this is, I don't know, creative? Everybody needs to start asking these questions. When we hear these kind of crimes going on in Canada or the United States or anywhere in the world, where somebody just loses it, then the question we need to keep asking is, what caused it? What triggered it? What triggered this effect? And why was the method that they use, why did they use that method? I'm not saying or diminishing the assault was any less hostile or vicious. But, and I, like I said, I do empathize with the people that have lost or have seen or have had a family member hurt. But that is a legitimate question. What would, and don't give me that bullshit because they're natives. These are people just like anybody else. And if you provoke people, and listen, you can get two Europeans, if those are European descent, and you get them together and someone provokes the other one, there'll be a fight. Because there's a provocation to the fight. It doesn't because of their European, it's because there was something that provoked it. What provoked this? What stimulated this? Was there an assault by the RCMP? Because I've seen videos where the RCMP has trespassed, violated the rights of the natives, and maybe, just maybe, perhaps, they had enough. I'm not sure if that's the cause. I'm not blaming the RCMP, but they have provoked natives in the past. I've seen it live in Calgary, Alberta, when I was there. So it's not like it's not an unusual event in these parts of the world. So these are things that you got to kind of wonder, think about, and were they triggered? Were they activated? Was this something send a signal to them to act on the impulse? That can be done today with radar technology. Okay, I want you to be aware of that. Now, there was a young woman, Caribbean descent, made it on the BitChute. I put a link up. She was swimming in a swimming pool. She'd come to her cell phone and say hi to her friends and say something in their language. She was having a good time. Her friends on the other end were having a good time because they could communicate. She was a nurse. So she came to the phone, said some things, laughed and giggled, jumped back in the pool, swam a little bit, came back, got in front of the cell phone, went back to the other end of the pool, and then she died. Now my thinking is she obviously got jabbed, and I'm wondering now if the cell phone had transmitted a frequency and activated those programs in those injections and terminated her. Some of you are saying that's far-fetched. So I would say to you, you don't read. You don't research. The weaponry has been around since the early 1930s. They've been exploiting people with these frequencies for quite some time. The thing is, everyone has become oblivious because they're too busy, you know, having a doobie, getting a little buzz, you know, boinking around, watching a little TV, getting fat, you know, going, being entertained and seduced. I was watching a movie a friend of mine suggested, Brave New World. The new version. The new version, everybody should watch it. It's impressive. It's telling you exactly where and how they want to control society, but they don't control society. AI controls society. Wow. I believe somebody's been telling you that AI's been already running the planet for some time. But AI figured out how to keep mankind under control. All you gotta do is seduce them and drug them and brainwash them. You brainwash them to believe whatever bullshit you want them to believe, and you give them enough drugs to accept whatever you're telling them to accept, and then allow them to have whatever debauchery that they want, you got them under control. You're treating them like a herd of cattle. Wow, nothing's changed. Something goes wrong with the program, though. I won't go any further about it, but in the beginning, when you watch this program, you see them modifying the genome of the zygotes that are being prepared for birth. And they are not, and they're sent into an incubation chamber where they are connected to artificial intelligence with wires. Now, this is interesting because now I've seen three things that indicate that this is where life is going to be done. Superman, the last one that they did, you know, where he fights Zod. And in that depiction, you see embryos being incubated in a peptide solution. Then there was another one I saw where they actually had children in an incubation chamber that they had genetically engineered. And now this movie. Procreation is going to be allowed, but birthing will be controlled. And it was interesting in this movie, everyone had a classification, an alpha minus, alpha plus, alpha, beta minus, beta plus, beta, and the betas are basically everybody's whore. So it was interesting to see how this was all done, the technology, and when you understand what they're showing you there, they're showing you that this is what they're doing right now. They are programming people with fear. Eventually, they're going to start passing out drugs and medications, which they've already done over time, that will keep you sedated and stupid, incapable of any kind of coherence in the brain. And then they'll be firing frequencies at you all the time, programming you through whatever devices or means. Now, instead of having a cell phone, they had an ocular attachment which attaches itself directly to the brain. So now you are linked with everybody, and everybody's linked with you. You can talk and think and see what everybody else is seeing and hear their thoughts and what everybody else is talking about and vice versa. You are one with the machine. You don't need a neural link when an ocular link works just as well. It's an amazing forecast for mankind. I'm glad I'll be dead before that happens. Because you have no privacy, no monogamous, and no... there was three things that you were not allowed to have. You couldn't be monogamous. Everybody was connected to everybody, and there was no privacy. What a way to live. That's what they're trying to get now. This is what they're pushing right now. These injections are designed to get everybody linked to the AI network. And when it's your time to go, the AI will decide when to disengage your operating system. Imagine that. Let me see, there was something else. There's a video of a dog they found abandoned. And the fur of this dog had grown wild. And if you want to see what nanotechnology will do to an animal, look at the fur on that animal. You will see all kinds of entwinement, networks, things that are not natural that had attached themselves to this dog because it was left outdoors. And this is basically, I wanted to point that out, that every time you take your dog for a walk, that dog will be subjected to the quadrillions of nanites in the air that will fall on your dog. So make sure you clean your pets every time they come into the house. You clean them, you clean their paws, and you clean their fur. Because they may have things attached to them. And I have a lot of pet owners contacting me all the time with issues that their animals are having, which are all nano-related. So I want you to be aware of that, so you're not, you know, caught with your knickers down. All right, I'm going to play this at a certain point. See how much time we have. Hold on. Okay, we got a good time. So, okay. I'm going to play this because I think everybody needs to hear this. Now, this is an old video, and I'm bringing it back up because today we are there. Today, what they were talking about then is happening right now. Right now. And I want everybody to hear this and get this, that the assaults we're having today are genetic, biotechnology, biogenetics, and frequency. That's the new war on mankind. Okay? The new war on mankind. And again, how it gets in is in the various ways. Hold on. Let me set this up. Of course, I did that. Give me 1 second here. Here we go.
Three years, yeah. 1953 to 1976. And all I can do tell you is that we were aware of this, and we were also aware that the Americans were not telling their own people that they were being harmed. And this is the same radiation that's emitted by a cell phone. I must tell you that the American in the Western world, I was part of the what they call the Five Eyes intelligence gathering community for 18 years, I guess. And because of that, and I was the executive officer and operational officer, like the 2IC, I was the one who ran the station. 200 men reported directly to me. In that time, it's the U.S. Navy. They reached out to a German scientist, Dr. Hermann P. Schwann. Everything I'm telling you can be verified in the internet. Also, I've written countless numerous reports to both our current minister, prime minister, all of his key cabinet ministers, and the previous regime as well. So everything I'm telling you is documented. This Dr. Hermann P. Schwann, he established for the U.S. Navy in 1953. What they call the safe exposure limits of microwave radiation, and that was to allow because the U.S. Navy at the time was already receiving complaints and alleged complaints from their sailors from the radars, their very powerful radars. They were shipborne radars, and so the Navy, as a defensive measure, they went on to this Hermann P. Schwann, and he established a thermal, like anything in which electricity flows creates an electric field and a magnetic field, regardless of what, whether it's an electric light or a cell phone tower or a radar, okay? Now, with the radar emission, this is both thermal effects and non-thermal effects. Thermal effects, which your body can sense and heat, okay? And non-thermal effects, which your body cannot sense or detect. All of today's wireless stuff emits non-thermal effects. It means that you cannot see it, you cannot hear it, you cannot touch it, you cannot so we're unaware of it, and yet if I open one of my meters, my radio frequency meters, and you will be shocked at the cacophony of sound the radiation creates. So back in 1966, the U.S. Army, 1965, the U.S. Army and U.S. Air Force adopted the U.S. Navy radiation levels, non-thermal. In 1966, all of the Five Eyes countries, including Canada, adopted the 1953 U.S. Navy standards, which are non-thermal. And that's what's missed today, and what everybody conceals or does not want to talk about. And that's what's causing the problem. It's because of the 5G is estimated to be a $17 trillion industry, and that is the problem.
Let's say it's a problem. $17 million. That's quite a bit of money.
That's right.
Wow. And so we know what the effects of heating can be. At least we can estimate, right? Well, what about the non-thermal effects? What are the non-thermal effects?
The non-thermal effects, the most authoritative report available in the scientific community is what they call the Bioinitiative Report. The initial one came out in 2007. Every 5 years thereafter, there's been a revised report, 2012, 2017. Okay, if you go to the Bioinitiative Report 2007 or 2012 is a better one, it's a monstrous document, almost 2,000 pages. But if you go to just the conclusions, you'll see there where they rate that the non-thermal radiation, microwave radiation, is a human carcinogen. Not possible, but a human carcinogen. It causes cancer. It causes cancer, leukemia in children, Alzheimer's, Parkinson's, all of the disease epidemics of today. And not exclusively, but one cannot ignore Monsanto and their Roundup. But that's another story. But the fact of the matter is, also tinnitus, which is the ringing in the ears, birth defects, CT scans. The New York Times has done reports on the radiation emitted by CT scans. Remember, mammography, like your wife or your mother or your daughter have, and they should not have, because it emits radiation, okay? Now that particular radiation is what they call an ionizing radiation. It is the thermal kind, but it causes cancers, all the diseases of today. It's also known that every second person, every second menial is destined to have cancer in his life. Every third female is destined to have cancer in her life. And yet the media, because of the error that we made back in 1966, we cannot change it. For us to admit that non-thermal radiation causes cancer, causes harm to people, would be an admission, would open the lawsuits, the class action lawsuits. It's like tobacco, only far, far worse. And the 5G is the worst thing possible because of the people, it's a shame. Like, I've been doing this for over 12 years, so I know of what I speak. And I have never been challenged by anybody. I've never been sued. Never been taken to court, because they're afraid for the publicity. It'll burst the bubble. All of our economies are based on high tech. I can tell you the people who for example, Jeff Bezos, he's the world's richest man.
Yeah.
He's a part of, are you familiar with the New World Order?
Okay. Somewhat intimately, yes.
It's terrible what is happening today. There's a Canadian politician I just heard yesterday. His name is Randy Hillier, Hillier. I would strongly recommend to you to, if you can, get him on, because he is the only, and he's from the Ontario government, so he's the provincial Ontario representative for that area, where like the Kingston area, and he's the only one that condemns COVID and says that this COVID scam is indeed a scam, and that hydroxychloroquine, which is what, you know, the infamous Donald Trump has recommended, but it's true. It's the hydroxychloroquine and the zinc and the vitamin D and vitamin C are all you need to, if you get this COVID-19. But even the inventor of the PCR vaccine, sorry, not the vaccine, the PCR, which is what if you, when they test you, for example, or test anybody, they test you with what they call a PCR test. And if you record positive, you become a statistic, okay? But the very PCR, the inventor of the PCR test, he is on record of saying that we are being lied to, and that this is all the PCR test, which many, many other scientists, if they're allowed to speak, which they're not, because the media, these people call, they control the media. The Rothschilds and the Rockefellers, the Rothschilds were the only trillionaires, the world's trillionaires, the only trillionaires. The 500 trillion, the Rothschild dynasty was estimated to be worth $500 trillion. The Rockefellers, who are significantly less wealthy, but still extremely wealthy by comparison to us, they made their fortune in Standard Oil. And I can't quote you the date off the top of my head, but it's in roughly the 1970s approximately, and you can find it in the ESA. He converted the healthcare in the States from the naturopathic healthcare to the petroleum based, and as a consequence, all of the pharmaceuticals today are petroleum based. And the those doctors who believe in the naturopathy way of curing things, they've had their license removed from them. They've been deregulated. For example, there's a book here I have. Can you read that?
I can't see it, yeah.
Okay. Can you read that?
Yes, sir.
Okay. This is the cancer cure that worked. He did it with radio frequencies. And he's a doctor. You can read about him on the New York Times or the, pardon me, he was a celebrated gentleman, Royal Raymond Rife was his name. His name is Royal Raymond Rife. And he cured cancer, all forms of cancer. He's written up in the medical journals, but in 1934, the year before I was born, for God's sake. And he was a genius. He created the world's most powerful microscope, which allowed him to visualize, a virus alive. And because the electroscope, electromagnetic radiation kills the virus, where his was allowed him to see something like 7,000 times, I believe. But also, like, in addition to this, he invented a radio frequency generator, which generated frequencies. So he cured, this is no kidding, this is a gospel truth. If you try to prove me wrong, you'll be surprised. He cured of virtually every disease known to man at that time. The American Medical Association, which is strictly a private clinic, it's a private union, it's a union of doctors, but there's a new president who tried to buy Royal Raymond Rife, his technology, out. Royal Raymond Rife was, I can go on at length to him, but suffice it to say that he solicited terminal patients of every kind of cancer going, and he received volunteers, and they had to sign the form saying it's strictly experimental. But something like 13 people out of the 16 were cured within 3 months, and these were all permanent terminal patients that were destined to die, and they walked away with absolutely zero symptoms with different frequencies. The three who did not were revisited by Dr. Royal Raymond Rife. He made modifications to his frequencies, and they too eventually, and within 3 months, they too. So he cured all 16 terminally ill patients. Every kind of cancer, from pancreatic to lymph nodes to brain tumors to, you know, everything. It's because there is so much money in also, do you know that Rockefeller, one of the richest men in the world, funded largely the American Cancer Society? Sure. He's the largest single funder of the American Cancer Society. And it's no wonder that the American Cancer Society keeps looking for genetic cure rather than look where they've been. And I called, I can't remember whether it was a Canadian or an American at the time, but it was a lady who was the head of, she was just appointed at the head of some cancer association. And I phoned her years ago, and I called her and I commended her for her appointment. And I said, you can avoid all the corruption and you can start addressing the real cause of cancer. And she never ever got back to me. And so, I've since learned the terrible corruption. But going back to this Randy Hillier, he's the only one that calls out and he says it's all a sham, it's a lockdown. That, like, for example, this is the one case where I support Trump. He is correct in what he is saying. It's the, and I've become a student of American politics, and it's just terribly, terribly party aligned. You know, the Democrats are all for these crap, whereas the Republicans are against, you know. It's just a shame. So please ask me any question you wish.
Oh, I believe that Italian doctor, you may have seen him on video, it's subtitled, but he's saying, Italians, listen to me. This COVID-19 thing is a fraud. What it stands for is Certificate of Vaccination ID-AI, A being the first letter of the alphabet and I being the ninth. I think he's entirely correct. Number two, the CDC recently admitted they do not have any isolates whatsoever of COVID-19. The damn thing doesn't exist. How can you make a vaccine for something that doesn't exist? This is no more dangerous than the common flu, but I believe that it was modified slightly from SARS-CoV-2. Look, I don't have to study. Men like you study. Yeah. Women study. I get the benefit of sometimes decades. In fact, just like this conversation, I and my audience get the benefit of 50 years minimum of your experience in a condensed conversation. We can get to the truth. We don't have to spend 50 years to get it. But this is monstrous, and I have to tell you, while I am not an evangelist, I do evangelize every once in a while, and I got to tell you, Captain Jerry, this is real, no kidding, in my opinion, Father God against the devil stuff, and nothing but. These people are absolutely evil. Now, I have heard... Well, I'll lay some more on you then. What did Father God do every time he brought something into existence? He spoke it. What does he say about the power of words? What does he say about blessings and curses? Words have power. They have meaning. Therefore, sound has power. Sound has meaning in this realm. It's all coming out right now. It's written in Scripture that in the last days, knowledge will increase. Well, yes, it is increasing, and we know that the United States government is staffed mostly by criminals who enrich themselves by being in Congress on a spectacular level. There are some very good people up there, but there are enough criminals in there to just about ruin the barrel. They almost did. And this advent of President Trump's, of the Trump presidency has absolutely just thrown a huge 36-inch pipe wrench into that machinery, and it's coming apart. And I don't think there's any way for them to recover from this. But it is annoying that public television. This goes back just a few years. They may still be doing it. I don't watch them. I used to watch it for the British comedies. But two out of three men and one out of three women will get cancer. And I've been asking this question forever. Who said that all these 50,000 watt radio stations, these 100,000 watt television stations, all the, and now cell phones, has anybody bothered to ask what this is doing to people? Well, the answer is they already knew what it was doing to people, but the money was irresistible.
That's right. The like electricity, the 60 hertz that we have in our house, that everything you have, all of your equipment there in your studio, even your cell phone, when you plug it in, you use 60 hertz. It was established by the Westinghouse organization in 1891, I think. 1891. In the 1800s, the medical doctors knew that the heart emitted electrical signals, but they didn't know exactly what. It was 1902 that a Dutch scientist developed the first ECG, and for which he got the Nobel Prize in 1924. In 1924, also the EEG was developed by a German scientist by the name of Dr. Hans Berger. And the human brain waves, God bless them, I mean, were like in terms of Canada, there was no health care government agency until 1940s. So by that time, industry was established. Electric power fueled all of our cities in North America by 60 hertz. In Europe and Australia, and that 50 hertz, okay? But the die was cast in those years. We became Canada now, but also the same thing for the States. We didn't have a public, we didn't know that there was anything to do, any harmful effects with, to do with electricity. It was a wonderful invention, okay, until 1942. That was 50 years after electricity was born. And 60 hertz, the frequency, was never tested. And yet, the human brain, it's right smack in the middle of the human brain, 60 hertz. The human brain works from typically, there are exceptions, of course, from zero to, you know, approximately a little less than 200 hertz. If you do, you look at all the people who suffer today from Alzheimer's, they are deficient in their frequency range, the wavelength, typically 70 hertz to about 140 hertz. They're deficient, and as a consequence, they have, well, I don't know whether it's the horse or the barn door, but the people that have Alzheimer's are deficient in those frequencies. Okay, and similarly, if somebody would take an honest assessment of the human brain, and especially its exquisite gossamer fine architecture, and that the body is made up of 100 billion cells, and that the cells are connect to each other, so it is extremely minute electrical signals, and then we impose on them man-made frequencies, similar, in the same frequency, and we wonder. Like, for example, there's a doctor, Dietrich Klinghardt. Okay. Are you familiar with that name? Dr. Klinghardt?
I don't think I am.
Oh, he's a PhD. Medical doctor. He owns a clinic. He operates a clinic in Seattle, Washington.
Wait a minute. What's his name again, Captain?
Klinghardt. all, it's all, that's his surname only. Kling, K-L-I-N-G-H-E-R-D-T. Klinghardt?
Maybe so. Maybe so. Carry on, please.
Okay. But he, as for example, he can go into, he is a meter, much like I have, a gauss meter, which you can buy on the internet for probably $100 US. But it's a simple meter. It's easy to read. Every single apartment building, every strata council, to every government agency today should have them. He can, with his meter, he can go into a home, and by the way, the bioinitiative report I mentioned earlier, they also mention in there that the ambient level of the magnetic field, and nothing, there's no product, like I mentioned before, an electric field and a magnetic field. Many common building materials will block an electric field. Almost nothing commercially available will block a magnetic field, okay? Really. And so he'll walk into your home and he will determine with a great degree of accuracy how likely that woman is to have an autistic child. I'm serious. Dr. Nancy Wertheimer in 1979, she's now dead. She died of a complication in a hip surgery she had. But she was the first doctor, an American doctor, who determined that high current electrical wires, 60 hertz, caused leukemia in children. And this is a report verified by, like, peer-reviewed by various labs around the world. And yet the industry will not accept it because the industry only considers thermal radiation. It will not, it refuses to look at non-thermal radiation. And that's the essence of the story, really. It's because of what they're talking one side of the mouth, and we're talking the whole, like the Russians, for example, my enemy. they have, they protect you and me better than our own governments do. The U.S. or the Canadian government. They have a radiation level 1,000 times lower than the U.S. does, or the Canadians do, or the British, or the Australians, or the New Zealanders. 1,000 times lower. And they have treated there, they've recognized the non-thermal radiation for over 70 years. 70 is years. And Bill Gates, he's a terrible man. He's a terrible man.
I think he should be dragged before the world court and charged with crimes against humanity, all the damage this guy's caused all over the world. He's a horrible individual.
That's right. I mean, so is Fauci as well.
Oh, he's almost the best.
Yeah. But Bill Gates is, he's, because of him, the director general of the WHO, I can't pronounce his name, but he's from Ethiopia, I believe. But he's alleged to have been the vice president of human resources before he became to the WHO. I know people in the WHO. I know people in the UN. But he's, Bill Gates has, with his money, sadly, he's on record. Like, everything I'm saying, I can prove. I can show you a link where he says clearly that, number one, he wants to vaccinate everybody on Earth and implant them with an RFID, And RFID leads me into 5G, because you can control 5G. With 5G, you can control an RFID with the wireless radiation. And they can make you a zombie, a slave. I'm using language that I've never, ever used. But it's true. It's sick. It's truly sick.
I'm sorry. Bill Gates what? I'm sorry to interrupt.
I'm very passionate about this. It's just that one person, because of his money, can have so much power and so much influence. He's heavily invested in the vaccine. The resveratrol that they, the one that Trump just, it's proven to be faulty, dangerous, and it's also $3,000 a crack, whereas the hydroxychloroquine is like less than 10 cents a tablet.
So it's the money. The question, why is there so much politicization and discrediting of hydroxychloroquine and other COVID-19 therapeutics and potential interventions? I'm told that if a valid therapeutic exists, they cannot mandate a vaccination. So if they have an approved treatment, they can't proceed on the emergency use authorization, which is what's allowing them to warp speed these vaccines and skip a bunch of safety trials, like the animal trials, which are key. So, I don't even believe that President Trump, I have no reason other than my sense of things here, but I don't think that President Trump took anything other than a Z-Pak, some zinc, and some hydroxychloroquine, and it cleared him. That's what happened.
Well, also, there's a scientist, Dr. pronounced Shiva, Shiva. His surname is Ayadori, Ayadori. He's an MIT professor. He has 4 degrees. He claims to have invented the email. But he's running for the U.S. Senate at the moment. But he's a PhD, and he has a YouTube. It's called How Hydroxychloroquine Works. He also has written to Trump, and he says that we are at war, fire Fauci, and the shutdown. Also, there's one of your favorite scientists is a Dr. Dr. Risch, Harvey A. Risch, R-I-S-C-H. He's a I think he's at Stanford University, but he says that he states unequivocally early treatment with HCQ, which hydroxychloroquine and zinc, as well as an antibiotic, has proven to be highly effective. In the U.S. alone, the systematic use of HCQ could have prevented, listen to this, 70,000 to 100,000 deaths, according to Yale professor and Dr. Harvey A. Risch. His brother's a doctor as well, a PhD in some of the university. And therefore, Harvey Risch calls for the medication, HCQ, to be released immediately and without a prescription, has long been the case in other countries. That's Risch. Are you familiar with Dr. Judy Mikovich?
Yes.
She's...
All right, you get the point. The whole thing is a scam. We've been scammed into believing that the technology that they have given us is safe, and it isn't. The radar waves that they're sending across the country is not only affecting us on the ground level, but it's affecting the weather, It's affecting the beams. Look on windy.com today. You can see in Ontario that the beams have actually intensified in their intensity. Look at Michigan. More radiation is popping out of there. Check your state. Check your province. We have, he mentions tinnitus. I've been saying forever, tinnitus doesn't exist, never did. What we're dealing with today isn't tinnitus, but radio frequencies bouncing off the brain. And he's talking about these chips they're putting into people, how 5G can activate them. 5G will be the carrier, but the 6G is the activator. Because 5G is limited, but 6G isn't. He's also pointing out that you can block an electrical field, but you can't block a magnetic one. Well, you can today. If you put enough iron outside around your domain, you can redirect a magnetic field to the iron, or to cobalt, or to steel. So there have been some changes and modifications in regarding to what can be done today. You know, we're no longer we're no longer in those good old days. We really aren't. And we're seeing more and more, the assaults are increasing, the threats are definitely going to come back. They are not done yet. And I keep saying all the time that even today, what we're seeing in Russia is a repeat of what happened to Germany. I saw something today on that. I won't get into it long. You know, in the name of Zion. And it's an incredible video. And when you actually see the truth of what happened back then, I don't know if anybody ever gave Germany an apology, but they are owed one if they haven't been. And what's going on in Russia right now is a direct repeat of what happened to Germany back in the early 1930s for the war. And it was Hitler who got rid of the interest rates. There was no more interest under his establishment. In 6 years, they became the dynamo of the economic force on the planet. Imagine that, if we got rid of the bank's interest rates. No more interest, no more bullshit, no more usury. We would rebound back within about a year. They don't want that. They don't want us to be a successful society. We have parasites feeding on the free world. Well, I shouldn't say free world. The Commonwealth countries, United States, Canada, the United Kingdom, Australia, New Zealand, South Africa, Caribbean, and any other country that, again, is part of the Commonwealth. We have a parasite that's feeding on us and draining us by the minute. And like I said, if you watch that, it's called In the Name of Zion. I didn't put a link on, but I think everybody needs to watch this with a reformat in the thinking. Germans can't question the Holocaust. You know that, eh? They can't. They could. If they're caught questioning the Holocaust, apparently they can get some kind of fine or jail time. But I don't know why it's not investigated properly. The history that there was an interesting sequence of articles in newspapers across the planet where that the refugees going to Palestine needed $6 million. And I thought, isn't that interesting? And not just one article, many articles. So anyway, I think everybody should watch this, because the point I'm trying to get here is really simple. It's not that I don't believe that Hebrews died in the war. They weren't the only ones. And I don't believe, don't believe today on any level there were 6 million that were executed by the German by Hitler. I don't buy it at all. I do believe, though, there were people that did die in prisoner of war camps. That happens. I do believe more so that were more Christians that died than anybody else in that time. Orthodox, Catholics, Protestants, non-denominational Christians. And yet, not one word, not one peep, nothing about those people. So anyway, I have a different perspective, not just from this video, but my own research. And I think we need to reevaluate some of the things that we've been told about history, because a lot of it is bullshit too. So anyway, I'm going to leave it go at that, so that everybody has a chance to look at all this data. A lot of links there tonight, a lot of things to watch, a lot of things to share. As I say at the end of these shows all the time, read the Gospels, pay attention to the Gospels, pay attention to Jesus, pay attention to what he was saying, pay attention to who he was saying it to, who he said what to who, when and where. You may find some significance in what he said, and it can correlate to a lot of things that we've seen in history that just doesn't add up. Read the book of Revelations, because that is the playbook. Okay? Read the letters. Read how the church evolved. But pay attention to some of the things and who Jesus was talking to. It might give you an eye-opener. I always say as well that there are a lot of people on that site, and the upper links are all trying to do their part to help you find solutions with your health. Again, if you can contribute, by all means do so. Choose whoever you want to contribute to. If you can't contribute because of the damage that was done to you by the system that existed and the one coming around again, try to get yourself back on your feet, and when you can, share what you can. Till then, share the shows, share the message. There's a lot here that everybody needs to see. All right, as I always say at the end of these shows, we are still here by the grace of God. So till the next segment, to your health, take care.